Controlling your thoughts becomes easier as you are making the decision that you will do it. Most of the reason that you think about things you do not want is because you did not understand how detrimental it is to your experience. For those of you who do not want those negative experiences, and for those of you who do want those positive experiences, once you have recognized that thinking of what you do not want only attracts it into your experience, controlling your thoughts will not be a difficult thing because your desire to do it will be so strong.
Monitoring your thoughts is not an easy thing to do, for while you are monitoring your thoughts, you are not having time to think them. And so rather than monitoring thoughts, we are here going to offer to you an alternative, an effective alternative. There are very few who understand that while you are a physical being here, focused through this physical apparatus, that simultaneously there is a part of you, a broader part, a wiser part, certainly an older part of you, that exists now at the same time. And that part of you, we refer to it as your inner being, communicates with you without exception. The communication takes many different forms. It may come in the form of clear, vivid thought, even an audible spoken word at times. But in all cases, it comes to you in the form of emotion. Before you emerged into this physical body, you set forth an agreement that this line of communication would exist. And it was agreed that it would be a feeling that could not be missed, rather than a stimulation of thought or an offering of word which could be missed. For as you are thinking thoughts, you do not always receive a thought that is being offered. Just as you are thinking or deep in thought, you sometimes do not hear what someone is speaking to you who is standing in the same room with you. And so the process of feeling, as in emotion, is a very good process for communication. There are really only two emotions. One feels good and one feels bad. And it was agreed that the feeling that feels good would be offered when you were thinking that or speaking that or doing that which is in harmony with what you are wanting. While it was agreed that a feeling that felt bad would be offered when you are speaking or thinking or acting in a direction that is not in harmony with your intentions. It is not necessary to monitor your thoughts, but simply to be sensitive to the way that you are feeling. And any time you feel that negative emotion, recognize that you are in the moment of that feeling miscreating. In the moment of that feeling, thinking a thought of something you do not want, thereby attracting it into your experience. Creating is the attraction process. When you think a thought, you attract the subject of your thought, and that is creating.